You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. What's going on? Well, locally, after receiving a bunch of complaints from, I guess, tattletales, Denver police spent a month cracking down on people with expired tags on their cars, and that apparently got the message across. The good old DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, says they just saw a surge of 11,000 more registrations than the previous month.
It's funny how often I drive around and I see tags that are 2, 3, 4 years old expired. And I'm how is that even possible?
And those temporary plates that they put on, you know, when you buy a car, you see a bunch of those that are like, hey, didn't that expire like 2 months ago? Apparently the $95 fine for expired plates was enough to inspire some people. So they had this massive surge of thousands. I just registered my car. Where I live, you're going to love this. Like, do you remember what it cost last time you registered America's Pickup?
It's down there pretty low now, maybe $190.
Yeah, mine was $20.
Nice.
Because where I live, you know, each state gets you a different way.
Right.
And where I live, it ain't car registration. It's cheap. Like, it was $20.
But your property taxes.
I'm sorry, I had to pay an extra $3 because I did it at a kiosk in a grocery store.
Ah, okay.
Which is also wonderful. Yeah, they get you one way or the other. At the Democratic National Convention last night, the big moment was when Barack and Michelle Obama got the crowd all fired up. There was also, this is interesting to me, there was also a speech by Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. So if she's elected, he would become the nation's first gentleman.
Correct.
If you've ever wondered what the male equivalent of the first lady was, that's it. He would be the first gentleman.
Yeah.
What a title.
I know. Just stand around for photo ops and smile and shake hands.
Man, I want to be the first gentleman. We now know the total cost of that massive hailstorm that hit back in May. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the storm, which produced some baseball-sized stones, caused just under $2 billion in damages. That makes it the costliest hailstorm to hit the Mile High City since 2017. And it's yet another reason, Jeremy, why your insurance rates just keep skyrocketing.
I was just going over my homeowner's insurance about 3 days
Isn't
ago.
Isn't it nuts?
And looking at the hail deductible that they have on there now, which is pretty darn hefty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, mine went up quite a bit.
Whether it's homeowner's insurance, car insurance, it's just
they're going to get you. They are good.
It's almost like, I'm not sure I want to. I was reading an article last night. This is something maybe we can talk about on our show maybe tomorrow. It was an article about the number of teenagers between 16 and 19, you know, so legal driving age, but how the numbers are plummeting in terms of how many want to get their license and drive. It's coming way down. And there's quoting all sorts of things like the cost of getting a car, the cost of insurance, the availability of rideshare, or just asking mom and dad to drive them somewhere.
Yeah, one of our friends has a son that's going to be going to college, and it's quite a clip away, and he doesn't want to get his license. So the mom is kind of like, oh my God, am I going to have to drive him all the way down to the college every single day?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess you are.
We should talk about that. It's the numbers were
throw them in an Uber, I guess.
Pretty surprising to me. So a lot of things can get flights delayed. Usually it's weather or something like that. But get a load of this. Three dozen flights were canceled. More than 200 more were delayed at an airport in Japan over the weekend. And they actually even evacuated that concourse and made people go back through security again. And why? It's because in one of the stores there on the concourse near the gates, a single pair of scissors went missing.
Uh-oh.
They're like, wait a minute, did somebody take scissors and they're gonna like be up to no good on a flight? So everyone had to leave, come back through security, and when all was said and done, they found the scissors the next day right there in the store where they apparently went missing.
I'd be curious to see what the cost of this was.
Yeah.
Like what the, you know, how much lost revenue and productivity, the whole nine.
It was a pair of lost scissors that caused all of that. They did quiz a bunch of people because there were a lot of people who were upset, but they also said a bunch of the travelers were actually thankful that they erred on the side of caution.
Right.
I guess. And then I love this. Like, I have worked for Slapshot Broadcasting and, well, Mix 100 for coming up on 32 years. And that's a long time. Jeremy, you've been here 20 years. Long time.
Yep.
Now try to imagine working in the same at the same business for 54 years.
That's a long time, man.
That's what happened with a woman down in the Lone Star State. Her name is Connie Claxton, which, first of all, is
Old Connie Claxton. It's a
fantastic name.
Old Reliable Connie.
She worked for 54 years for the greatest burger chain in America. Yes,
McDonald's?
Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger.
Whataburger! Yeehaw! She worked at 10 different locations over those years, including 18 at one of them, where she actually even met one of the customers and ended up marrying him.
Hey.
She says it has been a blessing to be able to work so long. I can't even imagine every day going into Whataburger.
Burgers in, burgers out. Burgers in, burgers out.
Oh,
she permanently smells like cheeseburgers.
Man, the last time I was at a Whataburger, I had their, it's a jalapeno cheeseburger.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
A little kick to it.
You guys can all have your In-N-Out all day long. It's yours. I will not be holding up the line. At all, I'll be over at the Whataburger.
God, the one over here in Lone Tree still has a line.
Isn't it nuts?
Wrapped around it constantly.
Yeah, Jared's talking about the In-N-Out burger there.
Yeah, the In-N-Out.
It's crazy because you have to drive past it. I did to come to the radio station, and you just got to work your way around the line of cars.
It's still so popular.
At any time of day or night.
It's silly.
What else is trending?
Well, our sponsor, it's brought to you by Efficient Comfort. This year's trending report, they can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce your monthly utility bills, and get you several tax credits and rebates on your new equipment. Book online and learn more at efficientcomfortco.com. It is a good time to have a safe full of gold. Gold, gold! The price of a bar of gold is worth $1 million for the first time, thanks to soaring prices of the precious metal. My precious. $2,500 per ounce on Friday, hitting a record high. The average gold bar weighs about 400 ounces. Beep, boop, ba-da-bop. Do that math. You got $1 million just sitting there right in front of you. And then what do you do with it? You just go put it back in the safe, I guess.
In the safe.
You can't roll up to like a car dealer and buy a bunch of cars with a gold bar, can you?
Hey, we might be getting to the point.
I know. So they're saying this could be a sign that the Fed is going to cut some interest rates soon. So if you got some extra cash laying around, shove them into those high interest accounts while you can. Get on it. Well, the big celebrity news of the day, Jennifer Lopez filing for divorce from Ben.
There it is.
There it is. She listed April 26th as the separation date. They were married in July of 22. So the story here says they made it about 25 months or 21 months if you just go from the separation. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no prenup. So they are going to have to split up all the assets, earnings, profits, anything that they made during their union. That is considered community property. So I dug a little deeper and Ben did, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 movies, it looks like, within that time. Had 4 movies released. He was on the 2023 list of the highest paid actors with $38 million in earnings. And then that Air movie that he did based on the Jordan shoes made $90 million at the box office. He might be getting a cut of that. J-Lo did about 3 or 4 weddings as well. And her estimated net worth this year is $400 million. So I am imagining they're going to have some fighting going on and maybe some court time trying to divide all this stuff up. Unless they just say, hey, we're both good, let's just walk away and be fine.
I feel like that's what they're going to do. You're talking about a couple of multi-gazillionaires.
I know. You think they'd be mature enough just to say, we good, this didn't work out.
I was reading about this wedding, and they went through a drive-through in Vegas, right? They were like one of 4 couples that just went through a drive-through at like midnight or something.
I can't believe it didn't work out. Oh, and on top of it, they did buy a $60 million house together while they were together, too. So that's the one that they might have to divide things up.
Sell that at a loss, I bet, though.
Fans of Alicia Silverstone were terrified yesterday because they thought she was dead. I guess on Monday, she posted a video of herself taking a walk somewhere in England. Hello! Past the old clock tower. She found a piece of fruit or vegetable on the street. She didn't know what it was. So she did what any normal person would do, and she put it in her mouth and took a bite out of it.
Uh-oh.
It was small, looked a little bit like a cherry tomato, and in the video she's like, does anybody know what this is? Several people chimed in and said it was a Jerusalem cherry, which can actually be really harmful. I've never heard of these.
I haven't either.
It can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drowsiness, hallucinations, heart rate problems. I mean, honestly, I have all this every morning, but anyway, after she posted the video, she went silent on the social, and people thought that the old Jerusalem cherry did her in.
Had taken its toll.
Good news, though, Dom. I know you were concerned. She posted a picture of herself last night and said, alive and well.
Oh, thank God.
Don't worry, friends. Don't worry.
I worry about my wife. She's started taking what's called a pokeberry, and when I look it up, it says those are poisonous. But she is consuming one a day, I believe.
That's slang in my house for something else.
Yeah, I know. But I worry about that. I was like, and she's putting it in some of her other products.
Yeah. Is she hallucinating? How's her diarrhea situation? Do you see her often running to the bathroom?
No. Maybe she's got an immunity to the pokeberry.
Hey, listen to this. Beyoncé says, man, I need some more money. I don't have enough. She's become the latest celebrity to launch her own alcohol brand. She's teamed up with Hennessy to craft her very own whiskey, named in honor of her great-grandfather, David Hoag, who was a professional moonshiner back during the Prohibition era. Where my Hoag's at? David Hoag. The bottle is going to be $89, described as a harmony of spice with sublime hints of fruit. Much like the pokeberry, dog. Much like the pokeberry. Anyway, that's coming out. What else? The world's oldest woman has passed away. We just talked about Maria Branyas, I believe is her last name. 117 years old. She passed away peacefully in her sleep, according to her family. We talked about her just like a couple weeks ago, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, she has passed, and now the next oldest person in the world is Dom.
I wear that mantle proudly, my friend.
Parents, listen to this. A recent salmonella outbreak in 21 states is related to small turtles with shells less than 4 inches long. This is coming from the CDC. They are the source of the illness. 51 illnesses, 23 hospitalizations, and I believe Colorado was one of the states. Again, I hate to mention diarrhea again, but if your kids have diarrhea, a high fever, vomiting, inability to keep liquids down, and you have a turtle in the house, you might want to get rid of Mr. Turtle. They say that you should wash your hands after touching or feeding it, clean often where the turtle lives, and do not kiss or snuggle with the turtle, it says on this list. My neighbors have a turtle across the street, and I know you're going to give me crap, but I tell my kids don't touch the turtle. Do not touch the turtle when you're over there, because it is a well-known fact that lizards carry the worst stuff. And I don't think they have cleaned that cage that the turtle lives in ever across the street.
Yeah, that's fine. You can have your fear. I just have never, my entire life, even when I was a kid, I had friends who had turtles as pets. That's one pet that I just never really got.
Me
I never really
either.
Understood they
just
the
sit
appeal.
There. They just sit there.
I know, they're
nothing.
Just sitting there. And I know some people say, oh, they're so sweet. Okay, that, look, you do you.
Well, apparently they
that's
have salmonella.
Just not one that's just not one that I would rush out and get.
Yeah.
Mom, get me a turtle.
Son, no.
All I would want is that turtle sundae that they have at Culver's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is good.
And in your household, petting the turtle was a whole different thing growing up.
Different.
Yeah. Your mom didn't want you to do that either.
Clickbait.
Make your way to the Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a cute little video. A school district in Kentucky changed its bus route this year, leaving some kids without easy access to transportation. A bunch of middle schoolers protested by recording a hip-hop song called, "Where My Bus At?" And it's got a cuteness factor of about 9.8. So you should check it out on the old Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. Clickbait.